brought to you by Penguin.
Lies and Weddings by Kevin Kwan. Read by Jing Lucy.
For Tutu Pele, who told me to have trust and patience. Hong Kong, 1995, South China Sea. If I had a flower for every time I thought of you, I could walk in my garden forever. Henry kept chanting the line out loud over the roar of the helicopter's engine. He had just seen it in an ad at the jewelry shop, and he did not want to forget it tonight. Against the ink blue of the evening sky, the jagged ridges of the mountain pass reminded him of a great slumbering beast. The Dragon's Back, as it was known to locals. Looking out over the twinkling lights that came into view as the chopper crested Shekko Peak, Henry remembered what his mother always said. The feng shui was especially good on Hong Kong Island because the city was situated with the mountains at its back and the ocean at its feet. This was why so many great fortunes were made here. And no one felt more fortunate tonight than Henry Tong. He was flying home from a weekend on the nearby island of Macau, where, after winning 7.4 million at the high-stakes poker table of the Casino Lisboa, he had directed the pilot to take him straight to his favourite watering hole at the best hotel in Hong Kong, where his closest chums had been commanded to meet him. What none of his friends knew was that before jumping aboard the helicopter, Henry had made a pit stop at the jeweler on the mezzanine level of the casino and hastily snapped up a 12-carat canary diamond ring. To be precise, an 11.68-carat fancy yellow VVS2 Asher-cut diamond ring accented by two large kite-shaped diamond sidestones. This night called for a grand celebration. He was going to make Gabriella Song his fiancée. The helicopter descended atop the Peninsula Hotel on Kowloon's waterfront, and Henry impatiently jumped out before the rotor blades came to a stop. Rakishly handsome, with his hair slicked back and his Armani jacket flapping against the wind, the 26-year-old strode across the landing pad, feeling as if he owned the whole joint. A uniformed attendant in the hotel's signature Brewster Green livery bowed deferentially as he held open the door. One level down, on the 28th floor of the hotel, was the city's most exclusive night spot, Felix. At that moment in time, no place on the planet could compete with Felix in terms of sheer wow factor. As one entered the main dining room through a darkened hallway, the space suddenly opened up to soaring floor-to-ceiling windows that framed the stunning view of the Hong Kong skyline across Victoria Harbour. Only here, the view had to compete with the jaw-dropping design. Designed by Philippe Starck, the original enfant terrible architect responsible for such stellar spaces as the original Royalton Hotel in New York, Kong in Paris, and the Delano in South Beach, where I highly recommend the delicious Sunday brunch buffet, especially if somebody else is paying. A massive, shimmering steel focal wall etched with undulating waves and a glowing, long, white alabaster communal table that appeared to float across the entire north end of the dining room. On the opposite side, a pair of conical towers with spiral stairways wound their way up to twin VIP champagne bars overlooking the bustling scene below. The Aussie bouncer, standing guard, recognised Henry immediately and unclipped the purple velvet rope at the foot of the stairway. "Mr. Tong, your party's waiting," he said with an affable nod. "But the party doesn't start till I get here," Henry shot back as he fastened the top button of his blazer and bounded up the steps three at a time. Even in a VIP lounge packed with the city's bright young things, Henry's friends stood out as
sample complete. Ready to continue?